morning. And
早晨好。
I'm glad we can meet.
很高兴最后我们解决技术问题可以在 room 上 meet。
Yesterday morning, I was never able to find the service.
昨天早晨我找不到这个聚会。
I thought maybe I was kicked out.
我想我是不是被踢出去了。
So, technical problems, I think.
我想可能是技术故障。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告开始。
Dear God, we thank you for your goodness.
神，我们为你的美善感谢你。
The scripture we are studying today is very unusual.
今天我们所要学习的经文是很不寻常的。
But help us to learn from your word.
帮助我们从你的话语里来学习。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. First of all, I forgot, and this is my fault, not Sister Lay's, but I forgot to include homework.
哦、oh, ，我今天的这个忘了把家庭作业放进去，这是我的这个疏忽。
But what I would like for you to do for next week is to read from Isaiah 2 through 7.
我下个星期这个星期的家庭作业是读以赛亚书二到七章。
We are going to begin looking at the prophets.
我们下周开始来看先知书。
And I will spend most of next week a background about the prophets.
下个星期我主要是讲这个先知书的这个历史背景。
But depending on how far we get, I may begin the start of Isaiah.
看我们能够讲多少，然后我也许会有时间讲这个，开始讲以赛亚书。
And so if you can read that first part, you'll be prepared.
所以你如果把以赛亚书的第二到七章能够读一下，那你就准备好了。
Now, today I am doing two short books.
今天我要讲的是两本比较短的书系，比较短的书。
And the reason I decided to put them together.
我把它们放在一起讲的原因是。
First of all, is because we have just finished, I think, 2 months on Ecclesiastes in Sunday school.
因为我们在过去的主日学大概两个月之前刚刚把传道书讲过一遍。
And so I really did not feel that I needed to go back and spend time on Ecclesiastes.
所以我不觉得我需要花很多时间来讲这个传道书。
If you want to study more about that book, go back and listen to the recordings.
如果你想要更进一步的来学习传道书，那你可以回去听这个录音。
But I didn't want to skip it completely because I want you to see the connection between Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs.
但是我不想说就完全跳过传道书，因为我想让你看到传道书跟雅歌之间的联系。
Because I think these two books are related.
因为我觉得这两本书是有彼此之间是有联系的。
I started to teach 20 years ago, I think, a class on the wisdom books in at Hope Sound Bible College.
在这个我们这边的圣经学院，大概20年以前，我开始讲智慧书。
It was the first time that they asked me to teach Bible.
那是20年前他们第一次去。让我去教圣经。
And they gave me 2 classes to teach.
他们让我教两门课。
Old Testament survey.
一个是旧约概论。
And the poetic books.
还有就是那个诗歌。
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs.
就是约伯记，还有诗篇、箴言、传道书跟雅歌。
The teacher who was leaving met with me.
那个要离开的那位老师跟我见面。
And he said, "Here is how you should plan the semester."
他说这样你是应该这样子来计划你这个学期的课量怎么教。
Plan the lectures so that you will run out of time and not be able to teach the Song of Solomon.
他说你把你的那个时间那个课程表全部都排好，到最后呢你没时间去讲这个雅歌。
Because there's nothing to say about it.
因为雅歌没啥好讲的。
Well, I think there is a lot to say.
但是我觉得雅歌其实有很多可以讲的。
And so I want to talk today about this book.
所以今天我想要讲雅歌书。
And what I'm going to say, I need to put in the connection of Ecclesiastes.
我对雅歌所讲的要和这个 和这个传道书放在一起来看。
The second slide shows when we talked about Ecclesiastes, I said to you that Ecclesiastes shows us two ways to live our life.
我第二章这个幻灯片讲到传道书呢，让我们展示两种生活方式。
If we live life under the sun,
如果我们所过的生命只是在日光之下的生命，
life only from the perspective of this world,
你只是说从这个世界的眼光来看待生活生命，
life is vanity,
那你觉得这个生命就是很虚空，
it's empty,
非常的虚空。
But the same life,
但是这个同样的生活生命，
if it is lived as the gift of God,
如果你把这个生活看成是神的恩赐来过，
is something to be enjoyed,
是一个可以享受的生活。
And so over and over Ecclesiastes talks about life, and it says wisdom, pleasure, success, it's vanity, it's empty.
所以传道书里一次又一次的讲的，不管是生活中的这个成功，还是享受，还是这一切的，还是智慧，这一切都是不过是虚空。
But then it turns around and it says this.
但是他转过头来又这样说。
There is nothing better for a person than to eat and drink and find enjoyment.
他说人莫强入吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。
He is saying to us,
所以传道书的作者对我们说，
This is a gift from God.
这个生活是神的恩赐。
Enjoy it.
你好好的享受。
Now, this is for me the background to the Song of Songs.
所以呢，这个是对我来讲，这个描述就是雅歌的这个背景。
That is, that it is part of this gift of God that is given to be enjoyed.
那个也是雅歌也是神给我们的一个礼物，让我们能够来享受。
Slide three, usually we refer to this book with two titles.
我们通常用雅歌有它有两个一般它有两个名称。
Most English Bibles will call it the Song of Solomon.
英文呢是把它称为雅歌，称为所罗门的歌。
The Hebrew title is the Song of Song.
但是希伯来文它的意思是歌中之歌。
I think that is a good title to use.
我觉得那是一个很好的一个题目，一个这个书的名称。
Because when we talked about Ecclesiastes, I said vanity of vanities means of all the empty things, this is the most empty.
然后因为传道书里面讲到说虚空的虚空，他就说一切的虚空之中，这个是最虚空的。
And so Song of Songs means,
所以歌中之歌意味着
of all the songs, this is the best.
就是所有的这个歌诗歌中间，这是最美的歌，最佳的歌。
He is saying this is the most beautiful song.
说这个是最美的歌。
And so then we begin to read.
然后我们就开始来读这个最美的歌。
And we read something that doesn't sound like it fits in the Bible.
我们所读到的好像不适于放于圣经。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
说愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Your love is better than wine.
以你的爱情比酒更美。
And we think, why is this in the Bible?
然后我们就说，哎，这个怎么会在圣经里呢？
One way to do it is this.
有一种来解释的方式就是
to look for some kind of hidden spiritual meaning.
去寻找它后边这个隐藏的这个属灵上的意义。
To say this is an allegory of something else.
说这个实际上是一个比喻，是别的事情的一个比喻，一个隐喻。
And so many people will read the Song of Songs like they read Pilgrim's Progress.
所以好多人他读雅歌呢，就像他们读那个天路历程那样来读。
They will look for a spiritual meaning in the story.
他们会寻找在这个故事后边的属灵意义。
And so for Jewish readers, they said this is an allegory, a picture of God's love for Israel.
所以对犹太的这个读者来讲，他说这个是神对以色列爱的一个比喻，一个隐喻。
For Christians, they said this is a picture of God's love for the church.
所以对基督徒的作者来，就是来读的人来讲，他说哦，这是神对教会的爱。
Now, I will say to you that I think it is possible to read it that way.
我想说的是有可能你这样来解读这个雅歌。
Many, many people have read that as an allegory.
很多很多人把这个作为一个隐喻，一个比喻来读雅歌。
I am not convinced that that is what it was written for, however.
但是我却不觉得说，就是说这样子来读，不能让我信服说这个书的作者写的是这个意思。
For one reason, in the Bible, when something is told to represent something else, we are always told very clearly, this is a parable, this is an allegory.
所以因为在圣经里边，如果他要是用一种东西，一种事物来比喻另外一种事物，他就会很清楚的先告诉你说，这是个比喻，这是一个隐喻，这是一个隐喻。
When you read the Pilgrim's Progress,
当你读这个天路历程的时候，
no one reads that and thinks this is a history of what actually happened.
没有人会觉得说这个是历史上真正发生过的故事。
You know from the beginning, this is an allegory. It tells you that.
从刚开始你就知道说这个是一个比喻。
When you read Jesus' parables,
当你读主耶稣的这个故事，他的比喻的时候，
He will say, it is a parable.
主耶稣就会告诉他们说这是一个比喻。
We know from the beginning,This is a story to explain something else.
我们从这个开始，他们开始讲的，刚开始就知道说这个是要解释另外一种事物的一个比喻。
The Song of Songs never says this is an allegory of something else.
但是雅歌却这个歌中诗歌却从来没有从告诉你说这个是比喻另外一种事物的东西。
The other reason that I struggle to think it is an allegory is when we interpret it, it becomes very arbitrary.
另外我之所以让我觉得说我不能够就是说相信这个是个寓意似的，就是这个是个隐语的问题在于当你来解释的时候，你的解释可以很随意。
I have about 15 or 20 commentaries on the Song of Solomon.
就对于雅歌，我有大概15到20本的解经书。
And the ones that use it as an allegory always differ what the allegory means.
然后当那些把这个雅歌想成是解释成是一个寓意似的这个解释方法，他们的理解呢，对这个比喻到底是比喻什么，总是会大家他们之间是不同的。
And so I'm going to say, and this may make you uncomfortable.
所以我要讲的可能让你不舒服。
But slide 7, I think that the Song of Songs was written as romantic poetry.
但是我觉得这个雅歌它就是作为一个就是一个罗曼蒂克的这个爱情的诗集来写的。
That doesn't mean that you cannot interpret and see pictures of God's love for the church. I think you can.
但是这并不意味着你就不能来把它就是解释成说神对教会的爱，你可以这样来看来解释。
But I think its original writing is as a series of love poems.
但是我觉得这个作者他起始的那个意图是把它写成一种爱情的诗集。
Now, if I say that your first question is probably, so why is it in the Bible?
我这样说，你可能第一个问题就是说，那为什么会在圣经中呢？
I will come back to that question later.
那我待会儿会讲这个问题。
But before that question, I want to show you how I think this works as love poems.
我现在想讲为什么这个是成为一种男女间歌颂爱情的诗集呢？一种情诗呢？
It's full of poetic imagery.
因为他的这个雅歌中间充满了这种诗歌的这个意象和图解释图像。
Chapter four.
比如我们一起来看第四章。
The way this is done is very much like an Eastern marriage was done.
他的这个整个的这个就是他的这个里边这个诗里边所描述的这个方式很像是东方的婚姻，就是
in an Eastern marriage at some point in the wedding，
在那个东方的这个婚姻中，就是那个婚宴中，在一定的一个时候
the man would stand in front of his bride，
然后这个新郎会站在新娘面前，
and he would describe her to the people，
然后他会在众人面前来描形容他。
This is what drew me to my bride。
这个是为什么吸引我爱我新娘的这个缘故。
Listen to how beautiful she is。
请你们听一下她多么的美丽。
And then he would tell them。
然后他就会告诉这个婚宴的来参加婚宴的众人。
He is talking to her, but they are listening。
他是在对着这个新娘讲话，但是这个旁边也有听众在听。
Verse one, you are beautiful, my love.
他说：“我的佳偶，你甚美丽。”
Oh, you are beautiful.
你甚美丽。
Behind your veil, your eyes are like doves.
你的眼在帕子内好像鸽子眼。
Your hair is like a flock of goats coming down the slopes of Mount Gilead.
你的头发如同山羊群卧在基列山旁。
Now, when I taught this at the college,
当我在这个大学里教这个的时候
，I would say now, young men,
我就会说年轻人，年轻的男生。
In the West, we don't think goats are beautiful.
在西方呢，我们不觉得这个山羊是美丽的。
So don't tell a girl your hair reminds me of a goat.
所以别对一个女孩子说你的头发让我想起来山羊。
But what I want you to understand is, in their world, this was a way of describing beautiful flowing hair.
但是让我们要知道的是，在他们那个当时的世界，这个是描述这个女孩子的头发闪闪发亮，很美的。
Teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes that have come up from washing. They are clean. They are beautiful.
你的牙齿如新剪羊毛的一群母羊，洗净上来。
It is love poetry.
这是一个情诗。
It is love that says, "I have fallen in love with this girl."
他就是因为他爱，他说跟这个女孩子坠入爱河。
She is beautiful.
她很美。
This is what draws me to her.
那就是为什么她很吸引我的地方。
Now I will tell you that still after 20 years of teaching this book, it still makes me uncomfortable to teach.
虽然已经教这本书教了20年了，但是每次教这本书还是觉得不是很舒适，很舒服。
But I think that it is important.
我觉得这个是很重要的
，especially，
尤其是
，in our world，
在我们现在的世界。
Number one, a world in which romance is often twisted，
在这个世界里，这个的所谓的这个罗曼蒂克已经被扭曲了。
And number two, a world in which sometimes in our marriage we forget romance。
另外一种呢，就是说，在我们的婚姻中，可能我们已经忘记了这个浪漫。
You see, I think that this is about married love.
我觉得这本书是讲这个婚姻中的爱。
This is poetry for a marriage.
这个是婚姻的，对婚姻的一首情诗。
It is a picture of ideal love. This is what a marriage is supposed to look like.
然后呢，这个也是对于这个理想化的爱，就是在婚姻中间，这个理想的爱应该是怎么样的。
It is a picture of romantic love.
这是一个浪漫的爱的一个图片，一个描述。
You see, scripture has a lot of different pictures of love.
圣经里面有很多对于爱的这个描述的不同的图片，不同的描述。
If, If you go down to slide 10,
如果我们看第十张幻灯片
，These are some of the pictures of love in the Bible.
这是在圣经中对爱的这种不同的描述，不同的形图片形景象。
And if I start at the bottom and go up,
如果我是从最下边这个往上走的话。
We are very comfortable talking about 1 Corinthians 13.
我们谈论神的爱就是哥林多前书十三章，我们很放松。
Agape, divine love.
或者是这种教会里的朋友之爱，对，第一个是神的爱，神圣的爱。
And even if we are not very good at living what First Corinthians 13.
就算我们没有把那个林前十三章的这种爱给活出来
，We know we should.
我们知道我们应该活出来那种爱。
We preach First John.
我们也会讲约翰一书。
This is how, as brothers and sisters in the church, we should treat one another.
就是在教会里，我们作为弟兄姐妹，我们应该如何彼此相待。
And we.Are happy about that.
我们也很高兴那个。
Very often, maybe at Mother's Day, someone will talk about Proverbs 31.
或者很经常的，尤其是说在母亲节的时候，我们会讲述这个箴言三十一章。
And the picture of a virtuous wife.
它是讲的是一个贤妻。
I have taught in our Sunday school class about Ephesians 5 and the picture of love in marriage.
我们也在这个我们的主日学讲过婚姻中的爱，就是以弗所第五章。
All of those we are happy with, we are comfortable.
这些我们都很就是都很放松，讲这些我们都觉得很自然。
But I think that we also need in our marriage.The first one on this list.
但是我觉得在我们的婚姻中，我们也需要这个第一项在这个图片中的。
We need romance.
我们也需要这个浪漫。
You see, we have a problem in our world.
在我们的世界，现在的世界中有一个问题。
We use the word love to mean everything.
我们用爱来描述各种各样的事情。
A marriage that has lasted for 50 years.
有一段婚姻已经有五十年之久的婚姻。
All the joys, all the tears.
所有的这个欢笑，所有的眼泪。
And we say, that's love.
我们会说那是爱。
And then we watch a Hollywood movie.
然后我们看了一部好莱坞的电影。
About a sinful relationship.
其中描述的是一个有罪的关系。
And what do they call it?
然后他们怎么称呼他们之间这种关系呢
？A love affair.
说是一个婚外情，但是是一个爱的一段爱情。
Same word.
同样的，用了同样的一个字词。
We say I love my wife.
你说我爱我的妻子。
I love my children.
我爱我的孩子。
And I love my new iPhone.
我也很爱我的新的这个 iPhone.
Same word.
是同样一个用了同样一个字爱。
And so soon that word means nothing.
很快的爱这个字呢好像就没什么意义了。
The Song of Songs says.
但是这个歌中之歌说。
Husbands, wives.
但是丈夫和妻子。
Feel this love for your wife.Your husband.
让你对你的配偶有这种浪漫的爱。
Hold on to the romance.
就是你要抓住你们之间的这种浪漫。
Now I understand that every culture is different.
我了解每一种文化是不一样的。
And I don't think that we ever should tell another culture, you have to do it the way my culture does.
我们不应该永远不应该说对另外一种文化中的人说你应该像我们这种文化来表达你的爱来行事。
And so I will not dare to say to you,
我可不敢对你说
this is how a Chinese person marriage should follow Song of Solomon.
这个是啊，一对中国的这个中国的这个人的婚姻应该是跟着雅各这样来做。
But I will say to you.
但是我会对你说。
Read the Song of Songs.
你去读雅歌，歌中之歌。
And say.
然后。
Wow, he was really in love with her.
然后就是读到说，哎呀，这个丈夫真的是很爱这个为他的妻子。
She was really in love with him.
他的妻子也很爱他。
If I loved my wife that much, how would I express it?
如果我那样的爱我的妻子，那我如何来表达我的爱呢？
And then here's the key.
然后这个关键在于
Whatever your answer is, go do it.
不管你的答案是什么，你要去实行。
And you will say, oh no, I can't.
然后你说，哦，我做不到。
Because I don't feel that much love.
因为我现在感觉不到那么多的爱。
Doesn't matter.
不管你怎么感觉。
Do it anyway.
你还是去做。
Show the love.
你显示你的爱。
And as you show her love, the feelings will grow.
当你向她做这种爱的行动的时候，去显示展示这种爱的时候，你的感觉就会随之而来。
I think the Song of Songs partly is here to teach us.
我觉得
Here is the value of romance.
这个歌中之歌在教导我们说，这个浪漫，这个罗曼蒂克的爱的价值。
Slide 11.
第十一章的这个幻灯片。
Takes one little bit of this.
你就从这个里边来学习一点。
And shows us a picture of this love.
他这个第八章让我们展示了这个罗曼蒂克爱的这个一个图片影像。
And you read this, and you compare it to Hollywood.
然后你把在他对于这个爱的描述跟那个好莱坞的影片相比较。
And you realize how very cheap Hollywood is.
你就会知道说这个好莱坞里边的这个爱是多么的廉价。
C.S. Lewis said something that is very powerful.
卢易斯所讲的这个话非常的有力。
And I will not get the quote right because I just now thought about it.
我刚刚想到，所以我可能引述的不是很准确。
But he says something like this.
他是大概是这么说的。
The problem is not that sinful joys are too good.
他说问题不是在于这个有罪的这个享乐是很好，非常的好。
They are too cheap.
而在于这种有罪的这种享乐，他们是太廉价了。
Too worthless.
太没有价值了。
He says we are like children playing in the mud.
我们就像在那个泥里边玩耍的小孩。
And someone offers us a vacation on the beach.
有人就是给我们说，让我们说免费的给我们一个，让我们去海边去度假。
And we say, oh no, that's too good to be true.
然后你就会说那个太好了，那不可能是真的。
I'll keep playing with my mud.
我要在这里玩我的泥。
That is what I think we should realize when we read Song of Songs chapter 8.
这个是当我们读雅歌第八章里边时候应该想起来的。
Hollywood holds up the best it has.
好莱坞把他们最好的东西展现在我们面前。
A short-term relationship,
一个短期的一个关系，短暂的关系。
That feels good for a while.
短暂的关系，刚就只有那一刻感觉很好。
And then turns to pain.
然后最后就很痛苦。
God says.
但是神说。
I don't want to take away your joy.
我不是要把你的那个要拿走你的享乐，你的喜乐。
I want to give you something much better.
我想要给你一个更好的。
You're playing with mud pies.
你现在在玩的不过是在玩泥巴。
And I want to give you life on the beach.
我想要给你的是在那个海边度假的那样的生活。
And so he says, this love that I think your marriage should have.
然后神说，我想你婚姻中应该有的这种爱是这样的。
It's strong.
是非常的强壮。
Verse 6,
非常的坚固。
It's as strong as death.
他说他坚固如阴间之You mean the first one or the second one? Okay, 如死亡之坚强。
It's as fierce as the grave.
他说就是如阴间之残忍。
And he uses a word there that I must explain.
在这里讲到这个阴间之残忍，这个嫉妒我必须要解释一下。
He says it's as jealous as the grave.
他说嫉妒如阴间之残忍。
And we think of jealousy as bad.
他我们觉得嫉妒嫉恨都是不好的。
But in the Old Testament describes God as a jealous God.
但是在旧约里边神被描述成一位就是嫉妒的神或者嫉邪的神。
And married love as jealous love.
然后这个婚姻的爱是被描述成一种嫉妒的爱。
That doesn't mean untrusting.
这个并不意味着就是彼此之间不信任。
It means completely committed.
而是意味着说双方对彼此一个完全的委身。
God is so committed to us.
神对我们这样子的委身。
That he says, my relationship with you must be the only one.
就是所以神说我跟你之间的关系应该是唯一的关系。
You cannot serve other gods.
你不能再去服侍别的神。
There must be complete faithfulness.
在彼此之间要有完全的忠诚。
And in the Song of Songs, he says, my love for my companion must be that committed and that faithful.
所以神说我在雅歌中神说我对我的这个配偶的爱应该是就是那样子的委身那样子的忠诚。
He says, verse 6, this love is like the flame of God.
他说这个爱是像是耶和华的烈焰。
I'll come back to that in a moment.
我待会儿再来讲这个烈焰。
It is lasting.
是持久的。他就讲到是。
You can't drown it.
大水不能淹没。
Last night, I talked to a friend.
昨天晚上我跟一个朋友聊天。
He is 90 something years old.
他大概90多岁了。
He and his wife were married for 72 years.
他跟他太太他们已经结婚72年了。
She died back in January.
他今年1月份过世了。
I saw him last night and I said,How are you doing?
昨天晚上我见到他，我说，你过得怎么样？
He said, terrible.
他说很糟糕。
I said, I'm praying for you.
然后我说我在为你祷告。
And he said, you aren't praying enough.
然后他说你肯定祷告的不够。
He said, I feel like half of my life has been ripped apart.
我感觉我的这个生命的一半已经被剥夺掉了。
And I sat thinking about it.
我就
70 years.
然后我就坐在那儿听说他们在一起婚姻有70多年了。
Of love for one person.
他们70多年他们就只爱这一个人。
Young, happy.
年轻的时候很幸福。
Old and painful.
不管是年老的时候有身上有不少的痛苦。
Sometimes success and sometimes failure.
有的时候很成功，有时候也很失败。
Sometimes healthy and sometimes sick.
有的时候很健康，有的时候又病殃殃的。
But for 70 years, their love grew and grew.
但是70年，他们的爱是越来越增长。
The last time they came to church together.
那上一次他们一起来教会的是。
They walked in and they were kind of like this, leaning up against each other.
他们大概就这样子彼此头靠头的这样互相靠着对方走到教会里来。
I walked up to them.
然后我就走到他们跟前。
I said, who is holding up who?
然后我就说你们到底是谁扶着谁呀、啊、
And they both laughed and said, we are holding up each other.
他们就都开始笑说我们彼此扶着对方。
The Song of Solomon says, that kind of love.Is lasting. You can't drown it out.
然后这样就所罗门雅歌就说这样的爱呢是如此的这样的持久，你不能用大水来淹没。
It's not like Hollywood.
它不是像好莱坞所描述的。
That it only lasts until the next movie.
只持续到下一部影片。
This is love that lasts.
这是一个持久的爱。
And he says.It is valuable.
他说这个是宝贵的。
If you tried to buy this kind of love with all the wealth of your house,
如果你想
it would be impossible.
如果你就是想用你所有的你的财富来买这个爱，那是不可能的。
That's the love that is celebrated in the Song of Solomon.
这个又是在这个歌中之歌雅歌中所庆祝、所歌颂的爱。
And so I come back to the question that you might have asked when I said, I don't think this is an allegory. I think it is a picture of romantic love.
所以呢就是回到我刚才所讲的我不觉得雅歌是一个比喻而是一种就是是一首诗。
And maybe you would say what some of my students ask when I would say that in my classes.
也许你会像我学生那样子来问。
If this is just about romance and marriage, why do we have it in the Bible?
如果这只是关于浪漫和那个婚姻，为什么会出现在圣经中呢？
Put it in a book of poems. Don't put it in the Bible.
你把它放在诗那个情诗的诗集当中，不要放在圣经中。
So why is it here?
为什么它会出现在这里呢？
Here is my answer.
我的答案是这样的。
I think it shows us.
我觉得这个雅歌向我们展示了
how God values human love.
神是如何的来保就是人的人类之间的人的之间的爱在神的眼里如何的有价值。
Slide 12.
Yeah, the last one.
How beautiful and valuable the marriage relationship is.
就是说人的婚姻的关系是多么的美好和有价值。
It's not something to take lightly.
不应该就是轻看不应该。
It's something to care for and to nourish.
就是一个你要很在意然后也要去养育去培养的一种关系。
Now please don't be offended at me, men.
先生们不要被我冒犯。
But some of us take better care of our cars than we do our marriage.
有的人对你的车的照顾比对你婚姻的照顾照顾得更好。
If our car starts to have a little problem, we take it to the garage immediately. I need this fixed. My car is important.
如果我的车有的人就是有车有一点问题马上就带到修车行说我的车有点问题你赶快给我修好。
But if our marriage starts to have a problem, we say, I'll take care of that later. I'm busy.
然后但是如果我们的婚姻中有问题我们就说哎呀没关系我现在正忙着我以后再说。
I think the Song of Songs is God saying your marriage is important.
歌中之歌告诉我们雅歌告诉我们神对我们说你的婚姻很重要。
Value it, care for it.
你宝贝它你真的是好好的来经营它照顾它。
This is how valuable it is.
这个婚姻这个关系有多重要呢
In Ephesians, when God wants to show how the church and Jesus are tied together.
在以弗所中当耶稣当神想要显示教会跟基督是如何联系的如何是在是一体的。
He says, look at marriage.
他说那你就去看婚姻。
In Revelation.
在启示录中。
When God wants to show our ultimate hope in heaven.
当神想要我们显示我们最终在天堂上的这个盼望的时候。
He says, it will be like a wedding.
他说这个就像一个婚宴。
Love Even human love is valuable to God.
就是爱，哪怕是人之间的爱，对神也是很重要的，很有价值的。
It is a wonderful gift that he has given us.
那是神给我们一个很美好的礼物。
Now, the connection to Ecclesiastes.
但是这个雅歌和传道书之间的这个联系在于
All through history.
就是人类的整个历史。
There have been religions who have said marriage is second.
然后有不少的宗教就是说婚姻是第二位的。
Even among Christians, there have been some who have said, if you really love God, you won't have time for marriage.
然后就是在基督教的这个整个的历史中也有人说，如果你真的爱神，你就没有时间去想婚姻。
If you really love God, you'll go join a monastery.
如果你真的爱神，你应该去修道院。
Ecclesiastes says this.
传道书这样讲。
If I have the fear of God, if I have relationship with God,
如果我敬畏神，如果我跟神之间是有关系的，
God gives me all of the joys of life to be enjoyed.
神就把这个生活中、生命中这个所有的这个喜乐的事情给我，让我可以享受。
And then the Song of Songs says one of those joys.
然后雅歌就告诉我们，其中的一种神要赐给我们的喜乐就是
is the romance of marriage.
就是这个婚姻中的这个浪漫，这个罗曼蒂克的爱。
Let me finish with one example.
然后我再给大家讲一个例子，最后。
And I know I gave this example before when I taught on Ecclesiastes.
我知道我以前讲传道书的时候，我讲过这个例子。
But please listen one more time.
就请大家再听一次。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer during World War II.
就是在二战的时候，那个潘霍华牧师。
He was opposed to Hitler, fighting against Hitler.
他就是反对希特勒，他就是想要去跟希特勒作对。
He was teaching in an underground seminary.
他在一个地下的一个神学院教书。
He knew that at any moment he could be arrested.
然后他知道任何时候他都有可能是被抓。
And in the middle of this, he became engaged to a young lady.
但是在这个过程这个之间呢，他和一位年轻的女子他们订婚了。
His friends were very upset.
然后他的朋友都很着急。
They said life is too dangerous right now.
他们都说现在的这个生活这么危险。
You don't have time to waste on marriage. Focus on God's work.
你现在可没时间去浪费时间在婚姻上，你要专心在神的话语上，专心在神的工作上。
You shouldn't take time away from ministry for a wife.
你现在不应该说，不是把所有的精力应该放在事工上，而不是说去找一个妻子。
And Bonhoeffer responded with Ecclesiastes and the Song of Songs.
然后呢，那个潘霍华他就是用传道书跟雅歌来回应。
God created a good world.
他说神创造了一个美好的世界。
And to his children, he gives us wonderful gifts to enjoy.
我们作为他的孩子，神给了我们美好的礼物，让我们来享受。
And when we say yes to God,
当我们对神说好的，这样对神回应的时候
，yes to the world that he created.
我们也是就是说对神所创造的这个世界说好的。
Ecclesiastes and the Song of Songs together.
所以呢传道书跟雅歌一起。
Say that as God's children.
说作为我们作为神的孩子。
We have wonderful gifts.
我们有这个美好的礼物。
We must not put them ahead of God.
但是我们不能把这些放在神的前头。
But if we keep God first, we also enjoy the gifts.
但是如果我们把神放在首位，我们也可以享受这些礼物，神的恩赐。
You see, there are two wrong ways to respond to the gifts.
所以呢，有两种错误的方式来面对神给我们的恩赐和礼物。
If you have children, you will understand this.
如果你有孩子，你就了解这些。
One wrong way.
一种错误的方式是
，On Christmas Day, you give your gifts to your children.
在圣诞节你给你孩子礼物。
They grab the gift.
然后他们就一下抓住礼物。
They don't say thank you.
他们也不对你说谢谢。
They just go and play with their gift.
他们就去玩他们的礼物，就打开他们的礼物。
And when you say to them, it's Christmas, I want to visit with you.
然后就说现在是圣诞节，我想去看你。
They say, stay away.
然后他们就说离我远一点儿。
I don't care about you, I want my gift.
我才不在意你呢，我只想要礼物。
You would be very upset.
你肯定会很生气，很不高兴。
That is what we do as Christians when we say, oh God, I don't care about you. What I want to know is, what will you give me?
然后这就是我们对神，如果我们对神说，神啊，我不在意你，我只在意的是你给我的东西。
But the other mistake is this.
但另外一种错误是
Imagine a child that on Christmas you give them a present.
想象一下，你在圣诞节给孩子礼物。
And they say, oh, I don't care about the present.
然后他们就说，哦，我不在意这个礼物。
I just love you as my mother and father.
我只是爱你，因为你是我的爸爸妈妈。
You would think,Wait a minute, I spent time to choose a present for you.
然后你就说等一下我花了这么多时间精心来给你挑选礼物。
And you just threw it away and said it's not important.
然后你就把这个礼物扔了说哦这个礼物不重要。
You would be disappointed.
你也会很失望。
Song of Songs.
这个雅歌。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Says God has given His children wonderful gifts.
就是神给了他的儿女这个美好的礼物。
We can enjoy them.
我们可以享受他们。
And as we enjoy them,
当我们享受这些礼物的时候
，we say,
我们说
，Thank you, God.
谢谢你，神。
I love you.
我爱你。
I love you without the gifts.
没有这些礼物，我也爱你。
But thank you for the gifts.
但是谢谢你给我这些礼物。
That's how I think Song of Songs fits into the Bible.
这就是我想这个雅歌是如何就是跟圣经中别的书联系的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, these books can be difficult.
亲爱的神。这些书信有时候读起来是很不容易。
If our marriages are not like this book describes, we can become discouraged.
如果我们的婚姻不是像书中所描述的，有时候我们就挺灰心丧气的。
We can think, oh, I don't have that gift.
然后你就会觉得说我哎呀，我没有这样的礼物。
Maybe God doesn't love me so much.
也许神不是那样的爱我。
But God, what I would like for us to see.
神啊，我们想要看到的是，我希望大家能够看到的是。
Is that for every one of us, you are working out your purpose?
就是对我们每一个人，你在执行你的成就你的心意，你的计划。
This book we study today is one gift.
今天你所我们今天所看到这本书是你给我们其中的一个礼物。
But it is not the only gift you give us.
那个不是你给我们的唯一的礼物。
And so God, whatever situation you have put us in,
不管你把我们让我们身处怎么样的环境
，help us to be thankful.
帮助我们能够有一颗感恩的心。
Help us to love you.
帮助我们去爱你。
And then what joys you do bring into our life.
不管你
Help us to thank you and to appreciate them.
帮助我们不管你在我们的生命中赐给我们什么样子的喜乐我们都能感恩我们都能够纪念。都
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Thank you very much.